Dodgers and Phillies from Citizens Bank Park. Cody Bellinger and company trying to avoid a sweep in Philadelphia. The game was tied up at two. Bottom of the fifth, Reese Hoskins batting.
Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch. Swing and a line shot toward the gap in left center field. That's going to fall and roll all the way to the wall. Hernandez around third. He'll score. Galvis getting the green light. He's coming home. No throw. Reese Hoskins comes through again. Two-run double, giving the Phillies a 4-2 lead. Now 45 runs batted in his first 40 Major League games.
it's crazy. 0-1 the count. Granderson 1-for-2 today. He swings and hits one high and deep right field. And that one is going to go. A home run for Curtis Granderson. As he goes deep yet again, Granderson may be coming out of it now for the Dodgers. That's his sixth home run with Los Angeles. And it's a one-run game again. 4-3 Phillies. And the 2-0. Swing and a fly ball hit well to left. Going back on an Altair to the track at the wall. It's gone. Game tied on a pinch hit home run by Andre Ethier. For Ethier, it's his second homer of the season. Both have come off the bench for the Dodgers. And it's now 4-4. The pitch. Swinging a bouncer on the right side, charging in Hoskins. He's got it. Turns, throws back to first, and does get Bellinger. Boy, he thought about coming to the plate, and he would not have gotten him. And he made the right choice to get the out at first base. So the Dodgers are in front, 5-4 on the infield ground out.
Yeah, not much Obi can do about that. It's a little dribbler. Probably the best thing he could have done to get that run home if he's not getting a hit or a long fly ball.
The right-hander delivers. Swing and a bouncer out in front of the plate. Grandal's got it with a bare hand. Throws to first. The ball game's over. Dodgers salvage the final game of this four-game series as they come from behind and beat the Phillies today. 5-4 at the final. The Phillies win 3 out of 4 in the series. And they prevent the Dodgers from clinching on their home turf as the Phillies now embark on their final road trip of the season.
Mark Leiter pitched pretty well for the Phillies. He goes 6 innings, allowing 1 earned run, 3 overall on 5 hits, and he takes a no decision. Manager Pete McCannon talked about the Phillies' effort after the game.
Well, tough loss, but we had a 7-3 homestand, which was fantastic for us. And going to go on the road and try to do our job on the Braves. Leiter pitched very well, 1 earned run in 6 innings. Not a lot of strikeouts, but he kept them off balance most of the time. The 2 errors cost him. And, of course, Williams with the home run, the 2-run home run, and Hoskins with the double was our only scoring. Not much down the lineup, but Cesar had 3 hits, big hit in the 9th, and Freddie a couple hits. Bullpen faltered a bit, but all in all, like I said, it was a good homestand.
Jansen's given up quite a few stolen bases this year. Was that an option there with Cesar in the 9th inning?
You know what? Cesar just is having trouble. He struggles with getting a jump, and I didn't want to take a chance.
And did you think about Freddie Bunting there? Or
thought about it.
Why have him swing?
Why not?
For your young core to have a 7-3 homestand, so many guys, moving up from AAA and so on, just sort of the value of that. They wanted the levels as they, go along, but just to sort of experience that at this level.
Well, yeah, it's outstanding, especially for the, guys like Pinto and Rios and Arano, even Hobie Miller in his first year in the big leagues. To get this kind of experience is worth a lot, and that's a big part of this year.
Just this whole four-game series, what does it say about the way you guys played, that they need to use their closer, to baseball's best team, for 4 outs in the 9th?
Well, it says a lot. Like I said, we played them very tough, and I know they had to be a little nervous because they were coming in here probably thinking they were going to beat up on us. But our guys played, they played hard. They've been playing hard all year, and, on a given day, you can beat anybody. And like I said, if you stay close, if you get good pitching, even though you're facing some of the top pitchers, if you get pitching on your side of the aisle, it keeps you close, keeps you in the game, you have a chance.
I don't think you guys had like a 100-inning errorless streak there that was broken. by those two. What have you thought of your team's defense as a whole, infield and outfield?
I think that they've been fantastic all year. You know, we're I think we're fourth or fifth in the league in fewest amount of errors. We've made our share of mistakes, but in general, I'm pretty pleased with overall defense.
Crawford's had 8 walks in his last 4 games. Do you think that's at all a factor just of not getting the pitches, or is he settling in a little bit?
Yeah, that's good to see. You know, he was advertised as someone who controls the strike zone, and he's proven that he can do that. And, you know, a walk's as good as a hit, the old saying. And, you know, he keeps innings alive, and he doesn't expand the strike zone to, you know, he makes the pitcher get him out, and he'll take a walk, which is important.
Seems like a fair number of those young guys do that. You know, the guys that had been at AAA and so on, taking more pitches in terms of, you know, making pitchers work and so on.
Well, when you find players like that, I mean, it's very important that you have players that can get on base, that don't expand the strike zone. So, you know, it's hard to teach somebody to do that. You either are very aggressive and you expand the zone, or you're not, and you can try to bring yourself back and you know, control the strike zone, and sometimes it doesn't work. You know, the biggest one of the problems with a guy that walks too often is that you'd like him to be a little more aggressive at times. But in general, it's good to see.
The Phils head to Atlanta on Friday to play the Braves. Ben Lively gets the start against Sean Newcomb.